From Spark and Anvil and Alkuma's Forge, this is Streak Bear in Chapter 1 of the Alkuma's Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A bear lived on the porch of the library. He was not a regular bear at all. He wore a small, embroidered vest. He had a habit of falling asleep in the afternoon sun. And he had a slow, serious way of looking at you over the top of his round glasses. His name was Streak Bear. His job, though most people didn't realize it was a job, was to be there when you came to the library, and to be there even when you didn't. This was Maya's favorite thing about him, but it had taken her a long time to figure it out. Most days, Maya would find Streak Bear on the porch. He might be reading a thick book, or munching on a sandwich, or even snoring softly into the warm wood. She'd say hello, he'd mumble a hello back, and she would slip inside to do her work. But some days, Maya didn't come to the library. She had soccer practice, or she was just too tired. Sometimes she just didn't feel like reading. When she finally returned, maybe the next day, or even a week later, her stomach would feel all twisted up. She'd climb the steps slowly. She braced herself for the question she was sure was coming. Streak Bear never asked it. He never scolded her. He would just look up from his book and say, "Oh, hello, Maya. Nice to see you. Come on in." That was it. That was always it.
The first time she missed a whole week, she walked up the steps with her shoulders hunched. She was positive he would ask where she had been. He did not. He just said, "Oh, hello, Maya. Nice to see you. Come on in." She stood at the top of the steps, her library book suddenly feeling heavy. "Streak," she said, her voice small, "I missed a week." "Mm," he said, turning a page. "How was the week?" "It was okay. I had a cold." "That happens." "I was worried you'd be..." She trailed off. He finally looked up. "Be what?" "Disappointed." Streak Bear took his glasses off. He polished them carefully on a corner of his vest, then put them back on. He looked at her with a kind of grave warmth she didn't know existed.
"Maya," he said, his voice a low rumble. "I am a bear. I do not do disappointment. I do welcome. Those are the only two things in my job description. Disappointment isn't one of them." He went back to his sandwich. Maya went inside. It took her months to understand what Streak Bear actually did. At first, it looked like he did nothing. He sat, he read, he ate sandwiches. This did not look like work. But slowly, Maya realized that Streak Bear was the reason she wasn't afraid of missing a day. Her cousin Sebastian went to a different library. They had charts on the wall with gold stars. There was a quiet, creeping pressure to show up every single day or lose your place. Sebastian was 12 and always looked exhausted. He told Maya last summer that he hadn't missed a day in 11 months. He said it like he was proud, but his shoulder slumped. "It feels heavy," he'd admitted. "Don't you ever want to skip a day?" Maya had asked. "All the time," Sebastian had said. "But then I'd lose the streak."
Maya thought about Streak Bear. She thought about him for weeks. Finally, she walked back up the porch steps with a question. "Streak, my cousin's library has a wall with charts on it. If you miss a day, you lose your streak." Streak Bear looked at her for a long moment. "Hmm," he said very gently. "That sounds heavy. He's tired all the time." "I imagine he is. Why don't we have a chart like that?" Streak Bear sighed, a slow, considered puff of air that smelled faintly of his sandwich. "Because I am the wall," he said, "and I have decided not to be a chart. Charts make you worry about one thing, not breaking the chain. That worry is a terrible reason to learn anything.
A welcome is a much better reason. So I just welcome every time. Even on the days you don't come, I am here, welcoming the future you who will come back. He took another bite of his sandwich.
It is a slow kind of work, he said, but it is what I am for. Maya never again missed a day because she was afraid to. She missed days when she was tired. She missed days for soccer. She missed days when she just did not want to read. She missed days when she had to watch her little brother. She missed days when the weather was too beautiful to be inside. And every single time, she came back. Streak Bear was on the porch, and he always said, "Oh, hello, Maya. Nice to see you. Come on in." Once, on a crisp autumn afternoon when she was 13, she stopped on the steps. "Streak," she said, "I just wanted to say, I love that you're a bear." He didn't look up from his book, but a small smile touched his face. "That is the kindest thing anyone has said to me all October," he rumbled, "and it's only the 4th. Now come on in." She came on in.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Streak Bear. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.